So we got to welcome in Jessica Dames with the Marshall Area YMCA. Jess, how are we doing today?
You know, I feel a little bit like Pac-Man right now because with all of the, give huge kudos, of course, to our crews that are out cleaning the streets because it's a mess out there.
Yeah.
But they've got everything in the center, but not you can't always get through like to the driveway you need to go through. So I found myself going around the block to get into parking lots that I needed to go to. And I was like, it's kind of like Pac-Man. It's kind of how it feels.
The scenic route.
It was. Yeah. I'm not complaining because, you know, I've got all-wheel drive. So it's not like it used to be when I just drove a car. I heard about Mr. Zimmer and his his car this morning, how that went. So I was very thankful to not get stuck. And I've got a wonderful next-door neighbor who blew out my driveway when he did his. So thank you, Keith. I appreciate you. Not our Keith here at the radio station.
Gotcha.
You're like, wait a second. No.
Keith, he would do that.
He would do that. Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. Our Keith has a heart of gold too, but
must be a Keith thing.
Must be. Anyways. So anyway, we are open at the YMCA. I will not lie to you though. We are a skeleton crew because we do have staff that travels in from out of town and these road conditions have been challenging to say the very least.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, we are open today. The aquatic facility is also open for now. We're watching the weather just like everybody else, I think, in the region. We're listening to the stations of Marshall Radio. If we decide to make any changes to the facility being open, we will make sure that we get that here on the radio. We'll also have it on our website at marshallareaymca.org. And then you can follow us on social media. We've been posting updates on our Facebook page and Instagram as well.
Sweet. Now, I do know you mentioned pickleball. How did that go?
Yes. So we had, in conjunction with the city of Marshall, our very first pickleball tournament at the Marshall High School this weekend. So there were 12 courts going the entire time, 61 teams, an impressive turnout and lots of really good feedback. So it was wonderful for Marshall. We got the CVB involved and I think it's only up from here. And you're welcome because we were sending people over to your home show.
Thank you.
When they had downtime between their matches, we had was bigger, the poster, that's the word I'm looking for. It's been a rough morning. We had the home show poster on the check-in table so people could see it. And we're like, and if you have some time between your matches, you can head over to the home show.
Very cool. That's why our attendance was through the roof.
Of
was
course.
Because of you.
Nothing to do with the weather that was coming or that people wanting to do their home improvement projects. It was all the pickleball tournament. You're right.
Exactly.
It was a really fun day. And we had several different categories and divisions for people to play in. And then we had a lot of spectators, too. So we were able to send people up to the track at the high school and they could watch what was going down. But yeah, look for another one next year, same time.
So there we go. That sounds like a success then.
It was. We'll take that. It was a wonderful collaboration too with the city of Marshall. So, you know, we're looking to always find ways to partner. One of the things that we often hear in the Marshall community is that there's too much duplication with all of these organizations. So we're trying to partner where it makes sense. And this was one of those areas that pickleball has just completely exploded, that it really worked well for us to work together on this.
Very cool. So once again, that was this last weekend. What else do we have coming up down the road at the Y?
Oh my goodness. Are you ready?
Yep.
So in April, we've got youth soccer that kicks off K through fourth grade that runs April 2nd to June 2nd, actually. And then pre-K, May 7th to May 23rd. So that registration is open and ready to go. My phone just decided to go nuts. I was trying to figure out where that sound was coming from. Sorry about that. So registration is open now, so you can get your kids in those activities. This is, I want to make sure you know, Josh.
Okay.
12 and under. So you can't register for this.
12 and under. Okay. Darn.
Nerf battles.
What?
I know. I feel like that's
there's got to be like an adult league, right?
Maybe we should look into that, like private parties for organizations. I feel like that'd be a good Friday afternoon activity to kind of debrief from the week. Nerf battles coming up April 3rd and April 17th. And those happen in our newly renovated kids zone. So all of the gymnastics mats are on the floor. They've got like they can set up barricades and things. And it's just kind of a fun little way to run off some steam. So again,
it's very fun.
Yes. On Wednesdays, April 3rd and April 17th. Our archery program, which is brand new, we were the recipients of a DNR grant and we're bringing indoor archery to Marshall. So that's for ages 10 to 15, starts on April 9th and will run through May 21st. And we do have a certified archery instructor who will be there to help with the kids with, you know, the safety measures and making sure they learn great form and all the things. It'll be something different and fun. So we're going to actually be holding that in a racquetball court. We've got netting that'll hold the targets, and we'll be transforming a racquetball court for that 4 weeks.
Have you done any sort of archery?
Do you think you want me shooting any kind of arrow? A little bit, you know,
yeah,
of me. Probably not.
Yeah, no, probably not.
I've always been interested in it, but I'm more of like a clay pigeons kind of girl.
Okay.
I'm kind of deadly accurate with clay pigeons, okay, just so you know.
Okay.
He's like, okay, moving on.
Sound like a, I don't know, a warning or a threat.
Maybe,
but okay,
like, just okay, be careful.
I'll make sure to stay in line. Okay.
That's good. One of the new things that we're actually showcasing today with the weather, because as you know, when Marshall Public Schools cancels school, all of our programs, including our group exercise classes, are canceled at the Y. And the reason for that is we're trying to keep our employees safe. And oftentimes those employees also have young children. So we get that question a lot. Why do you cancel your group exercise classes? Well, it's because our instructors need to take care of their kiddos. So we've installed a Les Mills on-demand system, which runs off of a projector. We've got a huge screen in the aerobic studio, and we've scheduled Les Mills virtual classes all day today during our regularly scheduled group exercise classes. So it's a wonderful opportunity for you to try it out. There's a kiosk in the studio, so if there's not a scheduled class running, you can select whatever you want to try. And it's a great thing too, if you're thinking about trying a group exercise class, but maybe you've got a little anxiety about stepping into a room full of people that do it all the time, this is a great way for you to try a class before you get into like the real deal with a live instructor. So that's available anytime that there's not a group exercise class happening in the studio. And like I said, today with the snow, we do have classes scheduled to run all day long.
Very good.
Okay.
What else do we got?
Well, keeping in that same vein with group exercise, we have our Body Balance launch party coming up on Saturday, May 4th. When we do these, they're free and open to the public.
So I love lunch parties, by the way. What do we
launch,
have?
Launch. Oh, L-A-U-N.
I mean, that sounds cool too, I suppose.
Yes. So Body Balance is yoga, Tai Chi, and Pilates. And it's a wonderful, just well-rounded, it can be as intense as you want to make it because it's body weight, but yoga with a twist, we'll call it that.
Okay.
So these launch events are great opportunities too for you to come in and try because all the music, all the choreography is new to everybody in the room. So everybody's clean slate, starting from ground zero. So again, that's on Saturday, May 4th. We do encourage you to register to save your spot. And you can do that by calling the YMCA at 532-9622. If you're a member, you can use our app to reserve your space. But just keep that on your radar because May gets kind of crazy, right? With all of the graduations and bridal showers and all the things. So the very first weekend. Okay.
There we go. Mark it down on your calendar.
We also have an open house coming up on April 24th. So we've specialized like an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. And we really tailor it to our new members. So if you're new to the Y and you just don't really know where to start, or you're maybe not aware of all the things that we offer, this is a great opportunity for you. So again, April 24th from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning, or from 5:30 to 6:30 in the evening. Come join us for that free open house and you'll learn all about the benefits of being part of the Marshall Area YMCA. We'll help you get your app downloaded if you haven't done that. We'll help you get your barcode into your app so that you can scan in with your phone. We can talk about maybe all of the amenities that you maybe aren't even aware of that come with your membership. So again, April 24th, stop by and see us. Now, have you ever taken part in the Kindle Market?
The Kindle Market, I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. So this is where we shop local and support our young entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So this is an amazing group of young entrepreneurs that are going to be at the Marshall Area YMCA on April 20th. And they showcase all of their handmade goods. So everything from handmade cards. I know there's been Belgian cookies at these. There's artists that crochet, that knit. They make jewelry. And these are all kids. So high school age and younger, as young as 3 and 4, I've seen selling things.
Wow.
So there's two of these every year. There's one right before Christmas and then one in the spring. So the spring Kindle Market is April 20th, and that'll be in our multi-purpose room at the YMCA.
That is very cool.
Okay. We're getting to the end. I promise. I know there's a lot. Summer Adventure Camp registration is open. However, very full.
Uh-oh.
So Camp Courage, which is like our 3rd and 4th graders, there are limited spots. I think we're at like 73% of our capacity. Everybody else, we're full with wait lists. Okay? So hopefully, if you were hoping to get into our summer day camp, you're already registered. If not, you can still contact us. We can put you on a wait list because sometimes things change. People move, plans change, so there is a chance you may get in with that wait list, but summer day camp is coming up fast, and we're gearing up for it at the Y to have kids in the building all day. So we're pretty excited. Lots of new things coming, new field trips. It's going to be fun. The kids that are going to be a part of this are really going to have a great summer.
Sounds like all sorts of fun.
Oh, yeah. And then, are you aware we have safety trainings at the Y as well?
I've heard. But can you tell me more?
So we have a CPR, first aid, and AED certification coming up on April 15th and 16th. That's the next opportunity. So it's two nights because the course is, I think, about 8 hours long. So you get in there, you do the bulk of it the first night, come back, and you finish up the second night. Now, one of the things that I always get is there a test? Like, do I have to take a written test? Well, we use ASHI, which is they're based on like actually skills. So you test out by performing the skills. So as long as you can pay attention and do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be just fine. There's no trick wording in a written test that you have to worry about. And this is good for most community situations. We do have a pediatric CPR and first aid that is geared toward child care providers, but our next opportunity for that isn't going to be until July. And you can always log on to our website and go under safety trainings, and you'll be able to see the upcoming dates, and you can register online right there.
I can see it right in front of me right now.
Well, look at you.
Look at that. CPR, AED, and first aid, junior lifeguard certification, swim instructor training. It's all right there.
Look at that. Yes, our next lifeguard course is April 19th through the 21st. So if you've got a grandchild or a son or daughter that's thinking about being a lifeguard this summer at an outdoor pool, sooner rather than later, you're going to want to get into that course. So again, April 19th through the 21st, you get registered. There is about, I want to say, 7 hours of pre-work that has to be done online in advance. And that kind of just helps to keep things moving when you get to the pool so you can focus on skills.
Very good stuff. Anything else?
Well, that's not enough for you.
I figured there'd be some more, right? You got to have something
else. We're hiring.
Okay, there you go.
So there's that. You can join our team by checking our employment page. Right now, we actually do have a couple of full-time positions that are open. One of them is our director of community programs. So that would be the person that oversees our after-school program and our summer camp. However, currently that application has closed and we're lining up interviews. But if you really had an interest and you were to reach out, we could probably still get you in for an interview. And then our building and grounds director, Doug Klein, who has been with the Y since it opened 20 years ago, is retiring. So we're in the process of trying to find our jack of all trades, handyman, mechanic guy. And the benefit with this position is Doug has agreed to stay on and train his replacement because there is so many things that are unique to our building. So if you're interested at all in that building and grounds position, you can, I know we've got a job posting on Indeed. We've got it on our employment board on the YMCA page. You can reach out to us. We'd be happy to chat with you about what that job all entails because it really is a jack of all trades. A certified pool operator, like you're doing pool chemicals, you're repairing rooftop units. It's all the things.
But, you know, once you have that job, boy, it sure looks good on the resume. I can do everything.
I can do all the things. Yes. We certainly appreciate Doug and all that he does. So a well-earned retirement coming his way later this year. So we're working on trying to find our next Doug. It's going to be a tough replacement for sure.
Right. So if you are a Doug out there, hurry up and apply.
Absolutely. And then I should also remind you, this weather is a great reminder with our group exercise participants. When we have these 5:30 a.m. classes, a lot of times if school is going to get delayed, it doesn't happen until after that class has started. So we've instituted a new policy. If there is no one registered for a 5:30 a.m. class by 9 p.m. the night before, we cancel the class.
Okay.
Okay. So those of you that are members and want your 5:30 a.m. class, make sure you're getting registered in our app. Because if there is no one registered, especially like on a day like today, we cancel.
That makes sense.
It does.
If folks would like to become a member at the Marshall Area YMCA, how can they do that?
Well, we'd love to have you stop by member services, and they'd be happy to give you the application to fill out. If you are a Medicare participant, you may be sitting on a free membership with your insurance plan. So all you need to do is bring your insurance card and we can look it up for you and let you know if you've got a free membership. We do have a membership form online that you can fill out to get the process started, or you can give us a call at 532-9622.
And you got a website as well.
MarshallAreaYMCA.org.
And we can pretty much find everything that you talked about right there, right?
Were you testing me, making sure my info was good?
I was just, you know, double checking.
Just double checking. You're a fact checker. That's what you do when you're the news guy, right?
You know, you said you were kind of off to a strange Monday start where you had to play Pac-Man. Maybe you didn't know which direction you were going.
It was such a weird day. So. And after we had, like 2 weeks ago, it was 70 degrees. And today we've got a foot of snow.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I had no idea. Thank you.
Right? Well, it could be worse. You're the news guy. It could be worse. You could be the weather guy.
That's true. Yeah.
They're probably not getting much love today. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Jessica Dames, I appreciate the time and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.